This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
President Obama has gotten bipartisan support for his recent proposal to spend $1.1 billion to help people beat opioid addiction. For families struggling through the horrors of treating heroin and addictions of this kind, there's getting the loved one to accept and embrace the treatment, and there's the cost of rehab. As Harriet Jones reports, some families are holding community fundraisers.
Melissa Hume is staging a benefit at her hair salon, Utopia, in Waterford, Connecticut. She's offering $25 haircuts, with the proceeds going to help families pay for inpatient rehab for drug addiction, an event she's calling Hair for Healing.
Actually, I hadn't thought about a goal. I just put it out there to be busy all day. We started at noon, and we've had every chair full so far.
Hume lost her cousin, Christopher Johns, to a heroin overdose about 18 months ago. She says she wasn't sure what her comfortable community would make of fundraising for heroin addicts, but she says, so far so good.
It's a very positive reaction. People really want to bring awareness to the subject.
Christopher John's mother, Lisa, put her son through several rounds of rehab during his years of addiction.
He begged for help. He begged me to find him something. He didn't want to be an addict. He hated himself.
But she says the sheer cost was a huge obstacle.
Tens of thousands of dollars. The first rehab I had my son in, it was $27,000. That's just to get him there. That's not including the airfare. That's not including the medical that we had to pay for and all of that. It's really costly.
After John's son died, she founded the nonprofit Community Speaks Out. It works to reduce the stigma surrounding addiction and helps families pay for and navigate recovery. Her partner in the enterprise is Tammy De La Cruz. She says some families can rely on insurance coverage, while others will have their claims denied outright, and some will find payment is limited to just a few weeks.
And so we're talking people are remortgaging their house, taking out loans against their retirement. And the insurance is determining whether a person's sick enough or not. 28 days is not enough for a person that's doing heroin. It's just not enough.
De La Cruz believes addiction should be treated just like any other chronic disease, but she says so far that's not the case. At the end of the day, the Hair for Healing event raised $1,600. In Waterford, Connecticut, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.